This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Army has opened a central office to manage the relocation of military families with special needs. A data analytics tool used to fight COVID-19 fraud might be redeployed. And agencies continue to struggle with giving too much money to citizens when doling out benefits. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Friday, March 29th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Agencies continue to struggle with giving too much money to citizens when doling out benefits. New data from the Government Accountability Office shows 74% of all improper payments in fiscal 2023 resulted from overpayments. These are payments made to people who have died or who are no longer eligible for government programs. GAO found agencies reported about $236 billion in improper payments last year, down about $11 billion as compared to 2022. The Medicaid program reduced the amount of improper payments it paid out by $30 billion, while the Labor Department's unemployment insurance program saw an increase of $44 billion in payment errors last year. The Education Department is getting pushback over its latest return-to-office plans. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports.
All bargaining unit employees at the Education Department will soon be expected to report to work in person at least 5 days per pay period. Secretary Miguel Cardona made the announcement to employees in an all-staff email Thursday morning. Cardona noted that the changes are subject to bargaining obligations with the agency's union, the American Federation of Government Employees. But AFGE local president Sharia Smith says the announcement still came as a shock to some.
We received at least 100 messages from employees saying, hey, I'm on a reasonable accommodation. You know, I move. Am I supposed to come back now?
The workplace changes will take effect May 20th. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
Top officials at the Department of Veterans Affairs say the latest rollout of a new electronic health record is a step in the right direction. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Undersecretary for Health Sharif El-Nehal says the VA's recent go-live at the James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center in North Chicago is the most successful rollout so far.
Now, we're going to watch this closely, and we're going to be on top of it, not just, you know, in the next few weeks, but in the coming months.
A successful rollout would give the VA a chance to move on from problems that have hampered the project since 2020. A recent Inspector General report found a scheduling error with the Oracle Cerner EHR in Columbus, Ohio, contributed to the death of a veteran in 2022. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A new roadmap to improve the cloud security authorization process is out. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The first piece of the Federal Risk Authorization and Management Program's overhaul is out. The Program Management Office released a new roadmap for the cloud security program outlining 4 primary goals, 6 initiatives, and 28 near-term priorities. FedRAMP will take on several pilots over the next 18 months to lower the cost and speed up the authorization process. One pilot will support machine-readable digital authorization packages through automation using the OSCAL framework. The new roadmap comes before OMB finalizes its updated FedRAMP guidance, released in draft in October. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Defense Department wants its vendors to be more cyber secure, and it already has a lot of tools to help them. But as of now, they're a bit of a scattered mess. That's one of the things DOD wants to fix via a new Defense Industrial Base Cyber Strategy. The Pentagon published the strategy yesterday. DOD wants to significantly expand the number of companies that can take advantage of its free cyber defense services. That eligibility will expand under a new rule set to take effect in a few weeks. Data analytics tools used to fight fraud in COVID-19 emergency programs might be redeployed to look at more government spending. The Government Spending Oversight Act would preserve analytics tools built by the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee, or PRAC, and would require their use to uncover more fraud in federal spending. The bill would create a Government Spending Oversight Committee to manage those tools. PRAC says its tools have flagged nearly $2 billion in pandemic fraud so far. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Chairman Gary Peters and Senator Mitt Romney introduced the bill. The Army's Innovation Exchange Lab is up and running. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The new lab will allow companies to test their solutions within the Army's Unified Data Reference Architecture. The Army is particularly interested in solutions serving as data catalogs within the framework of UDRA. The lab is accessible to all industry partners. Companies can include a detailed description of their product during registration. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
The Army has opened a central office to manage the relocation of military families with special needs. It's called the Exceptional Family Member Program, which provides support to soldiers whose family members require special medical or educational assistance. The program is mandatory for all active duty families with special needs. The program staff works with military and civilian agencies to provide medical, housing, and educational services to over 40,000 enrolled families. A bipartisan pair of senators is calling for more oversight of the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program. Florida Republican Rick Scott and Delaware Democrat Tom Carper's FEHB Protection Act would require the Office of Personnel Management to verify eligibility before adding new members to the health care program. If enacted, the bill would also require an audit of FEHB to remove any invalid members who are currently enrolled. The bill comes in response to a recent report showing that ineligible FEHB members are costing the government up to $1 billion each year. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Friday, March 29th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.